From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Monday, February 3rd. I'm Sarah Reith. Mendocino Lake Community College just got an infusion of cash from the State General Fund to kick up its Sustainable Construction and Energy Technology program. Last Friday, Senator Mike McGuire presented the district with a check for $1 million to expand the construction career program with an eye toward recruiting and retaining a workforce to speed up the process of rebuilding after the fires that have devastated the region for years. I asked Interim Superintendent President Eileen Saihaki how far she expects the money to go.
Well, our first order of business will be to hire a full-time faculty to coordinate the program. We haven't had that thus far. We've had our program in place for a number of years, but we haven't had a single person who that's their sole job is to focus on the program. So that person will be asked to look at our current curriculum. We do have 17 current construction classes. Look at where the holes are in our instruction, what skills are needed that we don't currently have a class. We currently do have classes here in Ukiah and in Lake, at our center in Lake County. So we'll be expanding programs in both those areas.
How long do you think you'll be able to keep this curriculum going?
3 years is the timeline that we're working on to spend this this $1 million allocation, but we're hopeful at the end of that 3 years that we'll be able to continue the program on, that we will have built a program that is sustainable in the long term, because certainly the need is not going to go away. So we want to build a program that we can continue after the funding has been expended.
And it seems like every time there's a need in the community, people look to the college to help, and right now everyone's saying, well, can the college provide training programs for people to work at the mental health facilities that we hope to build? Can the college have a paramedics program? And I'm wondering what it takes to get a program like this off the ground, and if we can expect more career technical education programs from the college.
We're very excited. We have a brand new physical therapist assistant program, and that took a number of years to get off the ground, but the first cohort of that program did start this semester. So it does take a while to gear up a new program, but we've heard the need out there for the other CTE programs that you just mentioned, so we'll be turning our focus to those as well.
Eric Crawford is the coordinator for the Mendocino County Construction Corps, a program designed to teach high school seniors the basics of a variety of trades. He hopes the college program will carry on the work he started and open up more opportunities for high school students.
So we have a really close relationship currently with Mendocino College. There are many of our CTE courses are dual enrolled, which means that we have our instructors teach a college course on the Ukiah High campus, and then students get graduation credit and they start building their college units from the same course. So the $1 million that has been funded by Senator McGuire is going to allow Mendocino College to further expand their construction program, and then the Mendocino County Construction Corps will fold after this year and transition over into the college program, in addition to the introductory and advanced courses that we're teaching through Ukiah Unified School District at Ukiah High School.
Senator McGuire, who spearheaded the effort to bring in the money, has some specific metrics in mind for the program.
The $1 million will expand the number of students coming into the program by 40% over the next 3 years. In addition, through the requirements by the state of California, the college will also be focused on a significant expansion of businesses. They have to be able to prove expanded partnerships with local businesses here in Mendocino as well as Lake Counties. And a business advisory council will be created that will help with the development of new curriculum and expanded curriculum for the growing number of students. So as part of the dollars, there is a rigorous data tracking tool associated with the grant. The data is what the state is going to look at to see if this is going to be successful. We have no doubt, by the way, that this is going to be successful. The colleges is going to need to prove expanded student enrollment. They're going to need to be able to prove expanded business partnership and expanded curriculum. It's going to be tracked closely over the next 3 years. After the 3 years is up, we will be going back to the state, showing the data about how it's impacted the economy, the rebuild, as well as enhance partnerships with the business community. So we're setting this up for success by tracking the data closely that will make our case by the numbers to the state for the budget.
And it seems like every time there's a need in the community, people are looking to the college. Like, can the college provide us with psych techs to staff the mental health facilities that we're hoping to build here in Mendocino County? Can the college reinstate a paramedics program staff the ambulances that we wish we had? Are those also programs that you're working on?
In fact, just last week, I sat down with Supervisor Haschak, Superintendent Hutchins, County Administrator Angelo, and the team from the college to be able to look at enhanced CTE programs in addition to the construction core. So yes, this is just the start of what we hope is significant momentum from the college. Mendocino College is all about opportunity and all about the future for Lake and Mendocino counties. And what we know is when we invest in the college, the community benefits, our economy benefits, and we're able to keep folks who grow up in Mendocino Lake counties here at home.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.